you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near.
So good to see you. I hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 19, verses 9 through 11. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward.
Amen.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. Joining me in the studio on this, the Prime Lifetimes in Review Wednesday, is Marianne Simpkins, our editor-in-chief, and Rob Seidenberg, our copy editor and all-purpose helper volunteer, faithful follower of Jesus that's assisting us today with this broadcast and in a plethora of ways. Did he bring you anything today, Marianne?
Oh, gee.
He usually has
he
a gift
you
or
some
coffee.
Mealworms.
Or, yeah, he brought me real
okay,
mealworms.
Okay, I'll
Margaret's
pass.
Really
it's
hungry,
okay.
So.
Yeah, I got a pack of mealworms, verse de farine.
That's French.
That's French,
de farine.
Oh,
oh
yes,
geez.
Yeah.
Say like that again.
Vers de farine. It just means worms of flour.
But it sounds so special when you say it like that.
Yeah, you don't want them in your flour or your meal, really. Yeah.
I appreciate this. I guess your birds weren't pecking
birds,
at them or what?
Yeah, my birds must be, I don't know, vegetarian or something. They just won't eat them.
Yeah, our chickens will love this. Wait till Holly sees that. Yes.
Yeah, and indirectly I'm feeding Mark. So. Uh-huh.
And I do. We harvest. Of course, yeah. They're not laying many eggs.
No, it's the cold weather and the short days. So.
Yeah, so we're not getting the egg harvest that we usually get.
Yeah, but after the broadcast, I'll give you some tips on how to extend the laying.
Okay.
Farther
yeah,
in the winter.
But they do tend to still peck at the window, alerting
that
me
so
that they
fun.
Want their
yeah.
treats. So that's
so fun
an ongoing
thing
every
great.
Day. When I go in the evening, well, we usually, they run back. Or what do they do? They don't run.
They go to roost. They walk.
They trot.
Walk.
They
on
yeah.
their little on their little feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, they let me know when it's time to give them some mealworms, and they peck away at the window.
Great,
and
great.
So.
It's good to know you're loved
yes,
by
yes,
chickens.
Yes, yes.
And needed.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true, for sure.
Well, with it being Wednesday, we'll probably address some listener letters. I know we have a lot of Christmas cards
yeah.
and things to read
There's
and respond to, but we also love to pull out our beloved Prime Lifetimes publication. And I don't know if anyone noticed, you did, Marianne, but there was this weird thing on our website where it was like warning. And
yeah.
I finally, after spending about an hour or so with a technician back and forth, you know, they message it. You don't have
yeah.
live conversations.
Right.
Well, you do have live messaging back
chat.
And forth. Yeah, chats back and forth. And after like explaining things about five different times, yes, there's a warning and people don't want to log in. What do we do? And it had something to do with one of those verification, mm-hmm. validation, things that we don't see but's behind the scenes, and he finally got it figured out. So it's
great.
All safe again to log on. And if you don't pick up one of our Prime Lifetimes publications in one of the over 400 locations, you can read it online. But shout out to Sweet Basil Cafe in Springfield.
Oh, fun.
On Monday, Holly and I delivered a stand
yeah.
right up front because the Sweet Basil Cafe here in Champaign went through so many publications. When I was in Springfield on Monday, I thought, you know, we got to try to see
yeah.
if we can
yeah.
be in there. And they said, bring it right in. So it's right
good.
Up front. And those of you in and around the Springfield area, the Sweet Basil Cafe is there to accommodate your food needs.
Wonderful.
And you can get your free publication right up front, right as you check in. They have the stand right there. So,
and according to our cook, Joy in the Kitchen, there's a Sweet Basil Cafe near Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Near where her son and his family live.
That's new.
Yeah, it's new, and they're going to go visit it. So.
That was in the article in
Yeah.
December.
Yeah, that's like their corporate headquarters, if
oh,
you will.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
I think there's a Sweet Basil Cafe also in Peoria. So
yes,
just north
there is.
Of our listening
mm-hmm.
area.
And Glen
so.
Ellen.
Yeah.
And maybe Rockford. I don't
and
know.
Now I have to get a dog so I can sit out in the patio with a dog.
Yeah.
Dog
yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
And it's huge portions. We'll warn everyone, if you're going to purchase something, probably you can split it
you
with your spouse
can.
Or friend or something. There's some good size portions.
Yeah, here. My wife doesn't do that. She takes it home for leftovers for the next 2 days.
Yeah, so. That's good,
well,
too.
Well, the Schiffel family, I think five of them ate there, and I think all five of them brought portions home, and
wow.
they felt like they got a two-for-one meal.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Anyways, we appreciate
it was a good find.
The staff. Yeah, thank you, Missy in Springfield, and thank you, Jennifer, here in Champaign. And it's a good team of people. All right, so yeah, we're going to bring up food, Marianne. How about it?
You bet.
Tend to do that.
You bet.
So, Rob, you have your special following of people that just love old memories, as I do, as Marianne does. And you decided to talk about cornmeal mush.
Yeah, I did, and you'll find out why in a minute.
Okay.
A couple years before my mom's death, at the age of 97,
wow,
all five of her kids gathered at the old home place. We were reminiscing, as older folks do, when someone mentioned the childhood delight of cornmeal mush for supper. We complimented Mother on her way of preparing the mush so it didn't have lumps. She replied that her secret was to thoroughly mix the cornmeal into cold water before heating it. By the way, that's a secret of a lot of stuff, like making gravy and so mm-hmm. on. You mix the dry stuff in cold
water.
First. Yeah, first.
You would think the hot water would mix it more thoroughly.
If you want lumps.
Okay. A secret is revealed.
Take your lumps. Okay. Then she asked, did you really think the mush a special treat? Yes, we all answered, practically in unison. Possibly a first for our disparate family. It had seemed a great treat. We ate it with our sweetener of choice. Mother said she had hyped various inexpensive foods as special treats, so we wouldn't be so sensitive to being poor. Today, I wouldn't put blackstrap molasses on cornmeal mush. The pure, unrefined stuff can taste strong. Now, I have to say something here because...
Now, we're departing from
the
story.
Yeah, we're departing from the text,
here.
Yeah. This is...
Okay,
this
I
is
have things to say, too. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say that Karen was a little upset with me that I didn't like, shall we say, that I didn't like blackstrap molasses on my cornmeal mush, but it tasted like sulfur, guys. I mean, that stuff was powerful. It came right out of the mill. They made it locally. They squeezed the sorghum, and whatever came out, that's what you got.
Now, are you talking about Karen Harrison,
our dear
office manager
Karen Harrison,
extraordinaire?
Yeah. Yes, that's the very one.
How dare you dispute
yeah, how
with
dare
her?
I know. So I feel bad that I said something here. And I'll
that she didn't her. Like blackstrap molasses?
No,
a lot of people
no,
don't.
No, she does. She does like
oh,
it.
Oh, she
and
does
she
like
wondered
it.
Why
anyone
oh.
wouldn't want it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But during my childhood, molasses was a treat. In winter, we left a gallon can of molasses, and it was like a modern metal patent can, by the way.
Oh, that had to be good for you.
Out on the front, screened in porch to get cold and stiff.
We'd that sounds grand.
Well, we'd poke a spoon into the molasses, let it get just covered with a thick, dark mass, and then walk around sucking it off the spoon. So much for safety handles for those all-day suckers, right? Other sweeteners of choice for mush were brown sugar, corn syrup, maple syrup, and honey, which our bees produced. As Mark read to us about honey from the honeycomb. A little went a long way. I haven't eaten mush for many years. We knew we were poor, but our parents always saw to it that we had plenty to eat. Living on a farm, raising livestock, milking, keeping chickens for eggs, and having an enormous garden all helped keep body and soul together. Dad caught some fish in the nearby Plum River. We boys fished some, but I don't remember our contribution to the family protein supply as being particularly substantial. We boys often caught rib or sunfish and bluegill that ran strongly to bones, but provided little meat. And later, when you get me alone, I'll tell you how to get rid of those bones so you can just eat them in a sandwich.
It's okay.
No, you can do that, okay? They provided little meat. They'd bite on a bear hook. Of course, a bullhead, a big river catfish, a buffalo carp, or a regular carp could really jazz up a meal.
Yummy, buffalo carp.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's got nice pink meat. It's completely...
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the jazzing up, I take that a different way.
Yeah.
Well, and then it made it really, really nice for us poor kids. A big carp could serve for more than one meal. We also ate mud turtles, opossums, groundhogs, raccoons, rabbits, wild and domestic pigeon pot pie, mother filleted the breast, red squirrel, venison, beef, turkey, goose, duck, pork, and so forth.
And you live to share and read today.
And, of course, no Sunday dinner was complete without pan-fried chicken and mounds of mashed potatoes lavishly drowned in gravy.
Yeah, drown out those opossums and mud toads.
Yeah, and back to all those opossums, few can spell that correctly.
Yeah, that's
I thought
true.
They were just possums.
That's in New Zealand. They're just possums. It's a different animal. It's called a possum, but here it's the opossum.
Oh, is it?
Which we corrupt to possum. So
and
if you say
the,
possum, people know.
And the OP and the OSS, most people spell possums just, you know, a
possums.
Different way. Yeah, like possums. Yeah. But opossums, that's what there are around here. Yeah.
This is so interesting. Carry
don't
on.
Don't eat too much.
They're nasty. We get them all the time because of all the bird seed that falls to the ground.
Yeah, so, I've got them in my yard.
And they come up and they, you know, they have
they're
those
the
teeth.
Did you know that they keep ticks out of your yard?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
This amazing.
Yeah.
Also, if you catch one and put it in a little cage and watch it for a while, it'll go to sleep.
Oh, they're so sweet.
They just go to sleep.
I love possums.
Or they're just playing dead to fool you.
Well, that's what they say,
sweet.
But apparently it's something involuntary.
And people hate them.
And so, well...
Well, it's because of those teeth, and they snarl at you.
Well, they're scared. They're scared to pieces.
Yeah, I snarl right back. No, they're marsupials.
Oh.
And so that means the babies are...
God bless you.
Well, like kangaroos. The babies are born live, and then they climb back in the pouch.
Yeah.
Where they can also nurse, and then they ride around on mom.
I can't share this with everyone, but on my phone, because we had a possum delivering, and it was like a kangaroo, I thought.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, they're marsupials.
And one was left out as it ran off, and I thought, I hope it comes back. And I had to tell Esther that the mother did come back. But
well, the problem is they're...
It was sad.
They act a little confused because they're not real oriented to a place, so a lot of times they just wander.
What was that word again?
A possum?
No, the...
Oh. Oriented?
No, the word earlier...
Stick
that,
with this. Stick
the
with
night
us.
Night or day or...
Marsupial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nocturnal.
Okay. No. Marsupial actually means that they're born live, but then they crawl back into the pouch.
Okay, never
like
mind.
A joey with a kangaroo. The baby's a joey, but it has two pouches, and I'll tell you about that after the program.
Wow, is this a long article?
It just got longer. Next week,
okay, listen,
your favorite
letters,
kangaroo.
We'll come to you.
We're
just
coming.
Hang
we're getting
there.
We're getting there.
Cornmeal mush for supper remains a fond childhood memory. A cup of cooked mush provides 200 calories, is low in sodium and fat, and contains very little cholesterol. It yields manganese and choline, and it's a good source of B vitamins, thiamine, folate, and selenium. Today, mush, often topped with chopped dates, is considered a vegan breakfast cereal.
Ah, it's moved up.
Now that I'm both diabetic and a heart patient, I might switch it up and move the treat from supper to breakfast. I'll likely leave out the blackstrap molasses, though, and that's the part that Karen wasn't too fond of. But you know, the modern molasses, by the way, tastes a lot better than the molasses did.
Oh, that blackstrap molasses. I used to eat it.
Yeah, I did,
every
too.
Morning.
Yep, mm-hmm. It's good for you.
Well, I like cornmeal. I call it cornmeal porridge.
Oh, yeah.
That's how
and,
I learned it.
And, you know, hasty pudding in New England was cornmeal mush.
Oh.
That was hasty pudding. Yep.
Cornmeal mush. Bring us a figgy pudding. Is that similar?
Except it had figs in it.
So give us some January weather quiz.
Okay.
All right.
What was the coldest month in Illinois?
Oh.
Of all time?
Sorry, I misread. What is the coldest month in Illinois? So just pick one off the calendar. This is easy.
I've got the answers in front of me. According to the National Weather Service, January is the coldest month in Illinois.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I read it from the answer sheet.
Two, what is the coldest month in Indiana?
Aha. Number two, according to the National Weather Service, January is also the coldest month in Indiana.
Okay, we won't
imagine
ask.
Imagine that.
We won't ask about Wisconsin and so on. Three, what is the coldest recorded temperature in Illinois?
Okay. Number three, this is on A15, the answers. For years, the coldest measured temperature in Illinois was minus 38 degrees Fahrenheit, in parentheses, minus 38.9
Celsius.
Okay. Recorded on January 31st, 2019 at Mount Carroll. More recently.
2019, so yeah, that's pretty recent.
That is recent. More recently, the National Weather Service reported that a temperature of negative 55 Fahrenheit was recorded in the late 1990s, also in Mount Carroll. Somewhat confusingly, the Illinois Climatological Survey provides a competing low temperature of Congerville, minus 36 Fahrenheit, on January 5th, 1999. Hope everybody followed that somehow.
I just wonder, with the wind chill factor, how cold it was.
Oh, wow. Yeah, minus 55. Yeah. Okay,
if
number
it's
four.
Minus 55 with a strong wind, it's cold. Number four, what is the coldest recorded temperature in Indiana?
This one's for you guys, Indiana.
The same, but maybe 5 degrees colder.
The coldest recorded temperature in Indiana was in January 1994 at New Whiteland with minus 36 degrees Fahrenheit.
Number five, what was the warmest Illinois January on record?
Oh, number five. In January 1888, Springfield.
Oh, Rob, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that well.
Recorded an average temperature of 44.2 degrees Fahrenheit for the month. Yeah. That record has not been surpassed.
Number six. What was the highest January temperature ever recorded in Indiana?
Number six. This is a fun paper. The highest temperature recorded during January in Indiana was 71 degrees Fahrenheit on January 25th, 1950. Mark and I weren't even born yet.
Wow. It's amazing that we have an editor-in-chief who knows all the answers to these trivia quizzes.
Forget I said page A15, okay? Just pretend I knew
those. It was just off the top of her head. Wow, she's gifted.
Amazing.
Speaking of gifted, we have gifted listeners that write us on occasion, some every single month, some it's maybe one time a year. We appreciate all the feedback, your suggestions, your comments, your thoughts. It's an encouragement to us as we continue to follow God's lead with this radio ministry. But we have some of your mail laid out in front of us. Rob, how about starting us off?
Okay, and this is from Sue.
We'll go counterclockwise. Don't go there. Actually, we're going clockwise.
Yeah, clockwise.
Depends
which
on how
is
excited
counterintuitive.
They were sitting.
This is from Sue in Chinua. I love this teaching. Thank you for all you do to teach God's plan and how to live like Jesus showed us. Sue.
Hey, thanks, Sue. We'll keep doing that.
This is from Glenn and Carol in Atwood, Illinois. It says, God bless your efforts.
Hey, thank you. This comes from Jerry from Springfield. We're going to get through some of our Christmas cards, so maybe pull those out. So we have a very colorful card here. On the inside, it says, trusting, celebrating, and following him with this Christmas and always. And then the hands writes, the Lord's grace and blessing to you. May you have a wonderful Christmas with family and friends. And I like this part. Till the trumpet and the shout! Exclamation point.
All right.
Comes from Jerry and Tom. And then they also enclosed on stationery with a cross. I can do all things through Christ. The Lord's richest blessings to you! Exclamation point. It was so wonderful to get to meet you. Joyce, Butch, Joyce's husband, who is Verlin, Michael, and others. Now we can put faces with names. Merry Christmas to all. As we look for the coming of our Lord and Savior, even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Revelation 22:20. And then they go on with another verse. Praise be to our Jesus! Exclamation point in Christ's love. Tom and Jerry, appreciate those two.
Obviously, they saw you on the radio, Mark. They said they put your face with a name. This is from Paula in Sherman.
Hey, Paula.
We feel so blessed to listen to the Word of God in our home and as we drive. We can't tell you how much of a blessing you are to us. Please keep blessing us with these ministries. Love all the mixtures you have. We also are glad for Sunday Lutheran Hour ministry. Love it all. May God be praised. Paula.
Amen. Thank you,
nice.
Paula.
Nice. This is to Great News Radio from Jerry and Ann.
And it's a very colorful card with
it
the
is.
Animals. I figured you'd like that one.
I do like that a lot. Very much. Season's greetings, Mark and all. May you have a very Merry Christmas, a blessed New Year. I am so blessed by your station. Keep up the good work, Anne.
And that's from what town?
Rankin.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Thank
that's
you for your feedback
near Lincoln, I
and
think.
Your card.
It is.
Here's a priority sticker. You know,
oh, okay.
Just at the post office. Will writes, please keep me and my family in your prayers, and we do.
Yes, Lord, and we lift them up.
And we will. In fact, on Tuesdays each week, we have a group that gathers at the WLUJ studios. Holly was there for this last gathering. We pray up the various requests and take them before the Lord, and we appreciate your feedback. And we're looking to see how we can develop that prayer time to maybe have a devotional time included and invite more people to participate. So we'll have more to say about that in the coming days. But thank you, God, for this new year. And thank you for those that send in their prayer requests that we can honor and petition on behalf of those that send us their requests.
Yeah.
And here's a lovely Christmas card.
What makes it so lovely, Rob?
It's based on Scripture.
Oh, very good.
Besides, it's pretty. For unto us a child is born, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Isaiah.
And that is lifted bodily out of Isaiah 9:6. And from Matthew 1:21, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. May the beauty of his name be your heart's greatest joy. Blessings to you at Christmas, Jeanette. And then she writes out, thanks for sharing the gospel message all year long. And she encloses a prayer request with us.
This is from Nellie in Decatur.
Hey, Nellie. I think she's a regular writer.
Yeah.
Because I like to say that name, Nellie.
No.
Remember last time we had a Nellie?
We talked. Thank you. Thank you, Nellie.
Yeah.
Thank you for all you do to make life, to make our life better. I like to hear from you. You're my favorite people. Be blessed and thankful, Nellie.
Wow. And she has a bunch of things in the back of that.
Yeah. There's a prayer request on
prayer
the back.
Prayer request. And then this comes from Felicia from Springfield. There's the three, well, we say the three kings on their camels going through the desert with the light up in the sky. They're following that star. And she writes, God bless you and the WLUJ family. I am still enjoying the radio station, bringing forth the word of God and the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm really enjoying the music being played by Donna Leland. Merry Christmas. And then she writes, please accept this year-end donation for WLUJ Radio Services. We did, we will, we've acknowledged you. In fact, Felicia, you and any of the givers from 2022, in the next probably week, we're still signing thank yous. We'll be sending out a notice about our big God and the work that he's doing through this ministry in the days ahead. So be looking forward to that and celebrate with us the unique ways God's using this radio ministry to further his kingdom purposes. If you'd like to get in touch with us, give us a call, 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777, or to our Springfield location, 217-528-2300. 217-528-2300. We love to hear from you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marian Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.